Welcome to the Dr. DeMartini Show. This is a shorter episode designed to help you maintain momentum in between the larger episodes. They are short, sharp burst of inspiration based upon questions that John has received at either the Breakthrough Experience or via his website. If you have a question for Dr. John DeMartini, head over to drdemartini.com and click on the contact tab and submit your question. In today's episode, Dr. DeMartini will help you overcome the fear of rejection so you can stand out instead of feeling the need to fit in.
In all probability, when you were a little boy or a little girl, you were infiltrated by everybody's expectations being projected onto you. Your mothers, your fathers, your preachers, your teachers, your social circles, your conventions, your traditions, religion. Everybody had an imposition of their values and ideals imposed onto you. You probably became confused by that. And you probably thought, well, who am I supposed to please? And you tried to fit in instead of stand out. Because the fear of rejection and isolation is scary. I mean, when you look anthropologically, an individual living out there by themselves nomadically is less likely to survive out there than if they're in a group, fitting in and allowing people to do their little specialties and allow each other to protect each other. So our core fear-based nature is based on the idea that we need to fit into the group for security so we'll survive. And this has benefits in some settings, but it also has drawbacks because you can lose your own unique individual identity trying to fit in. Each individual has a set of priorities, a set of values in life, and you have this. You have things that are high on your values, that are high in priority and very more important in your life, and things that are low in value, et cetera, and least important. It's unique. In fact, your hierarchy of values is fingerprint specific, voice print specific. So when you go out into society, everybody's attempting to fulfill what they value most. And their identities are all based on their highest values, just like yours is yours. And if you go out there and try to fit in and subordinate to everybody else's expectation, nobody's going to get up in the morning and dedicate their life to your fulfillment. And so imagine getting bombarded by all these people around you in every area of life, your spiritual quest, your intellectual quest, your business quest, financial quest, family, social, physical quest. Everybody's imposing their ideas and ideals onto you, and you're sitting there trying to fit in instead of actually stand out. Be part of the sheep, not the shepherd. Steve Jobs said a beautiful thing when he was speaking at Stanford about the people that make the difference in the world are the people that believe they can, and they're kind of like misfits and square pegs and round holes. They don't always fit in. That's what makes them unique. In fact, there's no competition to the true you, but the second you start to fit in, you're now in constant competition with everybody else. You're like a fish trying to compare yourself to a cat, and then you're beating yourself up because you're trying to climb a tree as a fish, or you're a cat competing yourself with a fish because you're trying to swim like a fish. And then you're beating yourself up and think there's something wrong with you. What if you discovered there's nothing wrong with you? I teach a breakthrough program, the Breakthrough Experience, which I've been doing almost 30 years. And every week I have people that think, oh, I need fixing. I need self-improvement. And they're morally judging themselves relative to all these expectations. And they're living in shoulds and ought tos and supposed tos and got tos and have tos and musts and imperatives. Because of subordination to outer authorities, instead of giving themselves permission to be their own true authority, the author of their own life. When you live congruently by your highest values and give yourself permission to do what's really spontaneously inspiring to you and meaningful to you, you stand up and shine and give yourself permission to be the leader and the authority of your own life. And when you then make decisions in life, you're deciding it not because you're comparing yourself to other people, because you're comparing your daily actions to what's really most meaningful to you. And it's that that makes you stand out. That's what allows you to be the unique person that makes the original contribution to the planet and be an unborrowed visionary that makes the difference. You don't need self-improvement there. In fact, if you're comparing your own actions to other people's values, you're going to beat yourself up and think you make mistakes. If you compare your own actions to your own highest values, you'll feel like you're doing things on track. I do in the Breakthrough Experience, I have people do this DeMartini method, which is a method I developed to help dissolve baggage in life and all the emotional stuff and all the expectations people put. When they do, they realize that actually what they're doing is on track and it has a higher perfection in it than what they ever saw before. But when they keep comparing themselves to others, they keep thinking there's a screw up. And when they keep projecting their values onto others, they think they make a mistake. So when you project your values onto others, you think they make mistakes compared to yours because they're living in theirs, not yours. And when you're comparing yours, other people's values and to yourself, you're thinking, oh, I make a mistake. I should be doing this. Anytime you hear yourself saying, I should, I ought to, I supposed to, I got to, I have to, I must, you're living in somebody else's authoritative values instead of living true to yourself. When you're doing living according to yourself and being authentic, you just say, man, I'm doing what I love. I love what I'm doing. And they're inspired by it spontaneously. And you can't wait to get up in the morning and contribute to the world. But if not, you're basically living in this kind of a quantum entanglement chaos state. So if you're sitting there beating yourself up and thinking, oh, I should be doing this, I ought to be doing this, and you think I need to be improved and I need to be fixed and I need some person on the outside to save me from that, I'm saying that's not necessarily the truth. If you actually go in there and take and identify what's really, really valuable to you, you'll realize your decisions are being based on that. But if you subordinate to other people and compare yourself to other people and then think, oh, they know better than you do, you're going to inject those values. You're going to cloud the clarity of your own truth of your heart calling you to action. And you're going to then beat yourself up and think you need fixing. Well, I'm here to say that you don't need fixing. Every weekend in the breakthrough experience, I had people that thought they needed fixing, thought they were looking for some sort of solution on the outside that was going to fix them and make them better. And they stop and get poised and present and powerful and patient, realized in their own values, they're actually right on track. And when they start to do that and they realize nothing's missing in their life, they really awaken a real power that's different than what they're thinking they're looking for. As a result of that, they liberate themselves from all the baggage that they accumulate from expecting to live in other people's values, and they give themselves permission to be themselves. There's no competition to the real you. There's only competition when you're trying to fit into all these other people's lives. And no one's getting up in the morning and dedicating their life to you. They're dedicating their life to fulfillment of their values. And if you're trying to live by that and please everybody, you can't, because there's complete opposite value systems out there. For every person that wants this, there'll be somebody wanting the opposite. You try to please all those people, you'll end up divided up and bipolar and schizophrenic almost. So don't give your power away. Don't sit there and beat yourself up comparing to other people. Give yourself permission to be you. Live congruently and by priority according to your own highest values, what's really meaningful to you. And watch what happens. You'll discover that the perfection is inside and it's not something you have to seek on the outside.
And that brings us to the end of this episode of the Dr. Demartini Show. To determine and discover your values, head over to drdemartini.com, where you will also find blogs, videos, research materials, online courses, and exactly how you can sign up to become part of the breakthrough experience in your local city. We look forward to sharing more inspired insights on our next episode. Bye for now.